This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa calls for an all-party meeting for today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari authenticates two budget-related bills endorsed by the Federal Parliament. Government forms five-member probe committee to study problems seen in physical and technical infrastructures of civil aviation sector of Nepal. And top U.S. defense officials say Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan can be traced to a deal between the group and the Trump administration. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa has called an all-party meeting for today to seek out ways to end the stalemate in the federal parliament. The meeting of the top leaders of the parties represented in the federal parliament has been called at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar at 10 a.m. today. Private Secretary of the Prime Minister said the meeting would concentrate on removing the obstacles seen in the operation of the parliament and discuss contemporary political and other issues. In the current session of the federal parliament, the major CPN-UML has been obstructing the meeting, expressing dissatisfaction with some of the actions of the speaker. Top leaders of Nepali Congress, UML, CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rashtriya Janamorcha and Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party have been invited to the meeting. The government has formed a five-member probe committee to study the problems seen in the physical and technical infrastructures of the civil aviation sector of Nepal. A meeting of the officials chaired by Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa formed the committee under the leadership of Joint Secretary at the Civil Aviation Authority, Buddhisagar Lamichani, with the aim of making civil aviation sector safer. The committee, with the three-month tenor, has been asked to prepare a report after studying the recent updates of the planes and helicopters of the flight service providers. The committee was formed yesterday responding to the reports of various issues seen in planes and helicopters recently. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has authenticated two bills endorsed by the both houses of the federal parliament. Issuing a statement, spokesperson of the Office of the President, Jagannath Panta, informed that President Bhandari authenticated the Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat and Bill to Raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Samvat yesterday. Likewise, issuing two separate statements, spokesperson Panta informed about the submissions of the reports from the chairs of two commissions to President Bhandari. As per the statements, Muslim Commission Chair Samim Mian Ansari and Madhesi Commission Chair Bijay Kumar Dutta separately submitted the reports of their respective commissions for the last fiscal year to the President amid a function held at Sital Nivas yesterday. The Standing Committee of the CPN Maoist Centre has decided to further expand the party organisation and make the party's conventions more effective. CPN Maoist Center's leader Deb Gurung informed that the meeting held at Peristara yesterday approved the report forwarded by the party's organizational department to invigorate the party's organization. Leader Gurung further said the report was submitted by a task force formed to study the unification of other parties with Maoist Center at different times and leaders who were not encompassed during work division, saying the ruling alliance is yet to take a policy-level decision regarding cabinet expansion. Leader Gurung said the party's standing committee did not discuss recommending the names of the ministers. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan has said the government is serious about reviving the COVID-19 hit tourism sector. Talking to tourism entrepreneurs at an interaction program organized at the Home Ministry yesterday, Home Minister Khan said the government was working to create an environment to all help all businesses to return to normal containing the COVID-19 infection. He pointed out the possibility of allowing nighttime business to resume their services soon if the COVID-19 infection continued to decline. The tourism entrepreneurs urged the Home Minister to bring relief packages and allow permission to run their businesses without restrictions. The World Heart Day was marked across the world yesterday, organizing various awareness programs. Addressing a program organized by Heart to Heart Nepal in Lalitpur yesterday, State Minister for Health Umesh Shrestha pledged to set up heart hospitals in all 7 provinces. He also expressed the government's commitment for easing health services to the heart patients. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha also reiterated the government's commitment to vaccinate all eligible citizens by coming mid-April. The active cases of COVID-19 in Nepal has declined by as many as 52.3% in a month. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel said a month ago there were 36,866 active cases of corona infection, while as of yesterday there were 18,193 active cases. Although the rate of infection and active cases have gone down, Dr. Paudel cautioned all that risk of infection had not been over yet. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 1,157 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, 1,113 patients recovered yesterday. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal has reached 96.3%. However, 8 corona-related deaths were confirmed in the country yesterday, taking the death toll to 11,126. The ministry has also informed that nearly 50% of the population in Kathmandu Valley have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Likewise, 1,622,441 people have been given the first dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccine, while 1,562,734 people have received the full dose of the COVID vaccine across the country. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Pusal, has assured that problems surfaced in the private sector would be resolved through dialogue. Inaugurating the National Assembly of the Cable Television Entrepreneurs in Kathmandu yesterday, Energy Minister Pusal said the government had the policy of pursuing development activities, taking the entire private sector into confidence, stating that the present political achievement have been obtained with the cooperation of people from all sectors. The energy minister said it was the responsibility of all to protect and promote those achievements. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Top US defense officials have said the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan can be traced back to a deal between the group and the Trump administration. The so-called Doha Agreement was signed in February 2020 and set a date for the US to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan. General Frank McKenzie said the deal had a really pernicious effect on the Afghan government and military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin agreed, saying the agreement had helped the Taliban get stronger. In addition to setting a withdrawal date, the Doha Agreement included broad obligations on the Taliban to take steps to prevent groups such as the Al-Qaeda from threatening the security of the United States and its allies. After his election, U.S. President Joe Biden continued the plan for withdrawal, but with an end date of 31 August, which is 31st August, instead of May. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shyamabhadra Dewa calls for an all-party meeting for today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari authenticates two budget-related bills endorsed by the Federal Parliament. Government forms 5-member probe committee to study problems seen in physical and technical infrastructures of civil aviation sector of Nepal. And top US defense officials say Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan can be traced back to a deal between the group and the Trump administration. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.